Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. Do you have a fear of being on camera? And by camera, I mean doing video. I know that I do. I'm raising my hand right now. As I'm talking, I'm raising my hand. It's so weird. Put me on stage in front of, let's just say, 1,000 people to do a talk. Love it. Energizes me. I love speaking. But grab my phone, open up Instagram to do an Instagram story video on my phone, and I am super uncomfortable. I do not understand it, but that's just the way it is. And so today, on today's quick tip episode, I want to share with you how to get over the fear of being on camera. And this episode is just as much for you as it is for me. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another quick tip episode here on the podcast. This is where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact, so that you can help more people in your business. And when you do those things, you're going to increase your revenue. Good times, right? And so let's talk about fear, being on camera. For me, once I get going on camera, I'm much better at it, meaning like I become more comfortable. But it's like getting going on camera and just getting over that initial fear that I need to do. And so I want to start this episode off by talking about, let's look at some reasons why we might be afraid of being on camera in the first place, right? And the first reason is fear of being judged. We often fear that, you know, if I put myself out there, we're going to be judged. Well, what happens when you walk into your local coffee shop or a local restaurant or the grocery store or what have you, anywhere public you walk into? What's happening? Subconsciously, you're being judged. People are judging you and you're judging other people. I'm not saying this is good. I'm not saying this is bad. This is just natural human, you know, this is what happens. Again, subconsciously, oftentimes we don't even know that we're doing it, that we're judging, and other people are judging us. And so this is something that when I had a hard time with putting myself out there, that I remembered that. And I'm like, you know what? People are going to judge me regardless. Why not put myself out there? I'm going to be judged, period. Whether I put myself out there or not, let's get my stuff out there and help more people. So be thinking about that. If you have a fear of being judged, just remember that you're being judged anyway, my friends. And, you know, when we can remember that, it just makes it a little bit easier to keep moving forward. It's going to happen anyway. Let's get our stuff out there. Okay. So number two is what often comes up for a lot of people is, who am I to be teaching and helping people? When I first started my business 6 years ago, you know, teaching Facebook ads back in January of 2014, that was the big thing that I thought about. You know, at the time, there was Amy Porterfield and Mari Smith, and you know, they'd literally written the book. They wrote Facebook Marketing for Dummies. And I was like, who am I to be teaching this stuff? Nobody knows who I am. And that comes up for a lot of my students. I hear that a lot from people. And so if you're thinking that, if you're thinking, who am I to be teaching and helping people, I want to challenge you. Who are you not to be teaching and helping people? Because you all have a gift. You all have value to add to people. And your audience, the people that you are uniquely able to help, are waiting for your help. They're waiting for your lifeline, if you will. What is that? The life ring from like boats. If someone's drowning, you know, throw them a life ring. They're waiting for that from you. And so by you putting yourself out there, and in this case here, we're talking about video, you're able to help them. Okay. So who are you not to be teaching and sharing your gifts with the world? And video is a great way to do that. And the third reason why we might be afraid of being on camera is sometimes we're not sure what to say. All right. So I want to give you kind of some tips here. And we're going to be talking a lot over the next 3 to 4 weeks here in the podcast about content and how to create messaging and content based around what people want to hear from you and how you're able to uniquely help them and how you're able to create content that actually attracts and connects with the audience that you want to attract and also get them to take action. We're going to be talking a lot about that over the next few weeks. But, you know, here are some ideas. You can teach something on video. Again, we're not talking, this doesn't have to be, you know, 20 minutes. This can be 2 minute video or 5 minute video or just a few minutes here. So you can teach something. You can show behind the scenes. Whenever I do a behind the scenes on my Instagram stories, people love that. And I feel like, frankly, I don't do enough of it. Because oftentimes I'm like, why do people want to see what I'm doing? Like right now, I'm recording this episode in a phone booth kind of thing at WeWork because I don't have internet yet in my new house. And that internet's coming in about 3 hours this afternoon. So finally get to set up my home office. But anyway, show behind the scenes of what you're doing. It makes you relatable to people. And then also share content that connects with your audience based on your values. So for example, my values are family, business, health, for example. I could be sharing content around those three values. And then the people that connect with those values also, I'm going to be able to attract those people because we're going to connect on those values, on the level of those values. Okay. So those are some reasons why we might be afraid of being on camera. Fear of being judged. Who are you to be teaching and helping people? And then maybe not sure what to say. So hopefully those are some tips that can help you overcome those reasons why we might be afraid. Okay. So now here are a few ideas for how to become more comfortable on camera. And the first thing, practice, right? We're talking, this is all about practice and repetition. And I recommend, if you don't do video hardly at all in your business, even if you're not recording, lift up your phone or sit in front of a camera or your webcam and just start talking. We're not even talking about recording. I'm just talking, get in front of a camera and start practicing. Okay. So again, lift up your phone, sit in front of a camera, your webcam, whatever it is, and start talking about a certain topic. Even talk about, you know, what's going on in your life, what's going on for today, anything to kind of get you talking. Okay, so number one is practice. Number two is having an outline about what you're going to talk about can be super helpful here, right? It can keep you on track. It can really remove that uncomfortableness, if you will, of talking off the cuff, right? And so having an outline, and then once you're more comfortable with your practicing, you're starting to, you know, become, and this is not so scary, then you can start recording yourself. And then from there, you build up that repetition until you feel even more comfortable. Now, notice I didn't say, you know, record and share. We're just going to at this point here, you're just practicing, and then you're recording it. Okay, and you can watch yourself back and start to look at things that you can make improvements on or whatever. And a good tip here is act as if the camera is, say, like your best friend and you're sitting down for coffee talking with them. Remove the I'm talking to all these people and just act as if you're talking to one person. Okay, so once you get to this point here, you start to get more comfortable, then you can start sharing those videos. Instagram stories, Facebook Live, Instagram feed. It doesn't really matter. It's the practice of sharing those videos and getting that content out there. Okay. Remember that the more human that you are on camera, meaning like the less polished that you are, the more relatable that you're going to be with people. So if you mess up, that's cool. Keep moving forward, right? People like it when you're less polished. It makes it more relatable. They're like, oh man, that person, you know, messed up there and they just kept going. They made light of it. That's what I would do. Okay. So like with anything, your videos probably are not going to be very good at first, but with repetition, with consistency and commitment to doing a better job and staying consistent, you're going to get better and better and better each time you do a video. It's like when I first started my very first podcast back in 2013, somebody told me back then, it's going to take you 30 episodes to feel comfortable in front of the microphone. I was like, 30 episodes? That's a lot of episodes. And I'll never forget. I hit episode like 32 or 33. And at that point, I started to feel more comfortable. But sometimes I go back and listen to my first few episodes on that podcast. Oh, it's cringeworthy. It's awful. And I feel like I can still do a lot better job here on the show because even though I've been doing, you know, podcasting for almost 7 years, but man, go back and listen to those first few episodes on that podcast. It was painful, or it is painful to go back and listen, but you get better and better and better. Okay. So practice, even if you're not recording, get in front of a camera, just start talking. An outline can be super helpful. And then once you're more comfortable with your practicing, then start recording yourself, build up that repetition. Okay. And again, a good tip there is act as if the camera is your best friend and you're just simply just sitting down for coffee and talking. Then once you're more comfortable there, start sharing those videos, Instagram stories, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, etc. And remember, just be human, be yourself. The less polished that you are, the more relatable that you are going to be with people. And they're not going to be very good at first, but with repetition, consistency, and commitment, you're going to get better and better and better. And remember, you are serving and attracting people that you are able to uniquely help. And by putting yourself out there, you're playing a bigger game and you're able to do that. Now, with all this, with getting more comfortable on video, I'm going to challenge you. All right. I want to announce a new challenge that I myself am starting, and I want to invite you to take part in it. And it's called the 60 Second Video Challenge. And it's going to begin February 1st. And it's going to run for the month of February. So I think it's leap year in February. So 29 days in February. I want to challenge you to do a 60 second video each day during the month. Now, again, you don't have to publish the video. You just need to do a 60 second video. All right. Now, to take part in the challenge, what I want you to do is I want you to tag me on Instagram at Rick Mulready and use the hashtag Mulready Video Challenge. Okay. So even if it's you're just coming on and you have a little comment or you're sending me a DM or whatever, whatever it is, okay, at Rick Mulready, okay, tag me at Rick Mulready and use the hashtag Mulready Video Challenge. Okay, so 60 second video each day during the month of February. Again, this is all about what we've been talking about here today. Repetition, getting more comfortable. I'm going to do it myself. And this is, like I said, this is just as much for me as it is for you. And I'd love for you guys to take part in it. And at the end of February, for all of you who are tagging me and using the hashtag Mulready Video Challenge, I'm going to give away an awesome prize at the end of February to a random person who is taking part in the challenge with me. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, so I just want to challenge you. So tag me at Rick Mulready, hashtag Mulready Video Challenge. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, my friends, I hope today's quick tip was super helpful for you. Thank you so much, as always, for listening to the show today. I'll see you right back here for another episode of the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.